Right, what would you like to promote today, Chris?
Yeah, it's the tour of my show that I did at the Edinburgh Festival, 2011, August 2011, so August just gone. I did the show there for about 28 nights or so. It got nominated for the award, the main award, and now I'm taking it out on tour. And St Andrews is my 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th tour date in a day in a tour stretching over 35. So almost in the middle.
Fantastic. How proud are you of the show on a scale of 1 to 10? You can go higher than 10 if it's something you're really proud of.
11.
Fantastic. Is there a
particular... I'm so proud of it. It's just the proudest thing I've ever done. Like I was very happy with it anyway, and it was selling out every night in Edinburgh and selling out a few days in advance. And then when it got nominated for the award, that was just like, I couldn't believe that. I was really mind blown. So I'm really, really happy with it. I love performing it, and I like people's reactions when they say it.
Yeah. Roughly, how many jokes are there in the show to the nearest 4 or 5?
Oh, the fuck should I know? What a ridiculous... As I'm a comedian, I'm not Rain Man. That's brilliant. What a great question.
Should we say about 120?
No, we'll say no. I haven't got a clue.
You know, no clue, okay.
No, there's no jokes. It's stand-up, it's stories, it's concepts, it's not jokes. I'm not Tim Vine.
No. Do you have any unusual rider requests before performing?
Oh, God, no. Probably just the fact that they're really boring. Just water, normally a Coke if I'm feeling a bit tired, and a cup of tea. Really, really boring. It's not rock and roll in the slightest. Maybe one day I'll ask for like a dressing room full of Doves or something. not yet.
Excellent. Tickets for your show in St Andrews are on sale for just £5. What's the best thing that you've ever bought for 500 pence or less?
500 pence or less?
Yeah.
Best thing. Can you remember the chewing gums, Bubbaloos?
Yeah.
Can you remember them?
Yeah.
It looked like a chewit, but it wasn't. It was a chewing gum that had like a jelly stuff inside.
Okay.
I remember once I had a penny jar when I was a kid. And I took it all, there was about £5 in it, and I took it all to the ice cream van and got like five, and got 250 of them Bubbaloos because they were 2 pence each.
Oh, superb.
Brilliant.
What other comedians make you laugh so much that you become concerned about your dignity?
Billy Connolly, Russell Kane, Lee Evans, and there's a comedian called Sean Collins, who's a Canadian comedian who's on the circuit, who I saw him recently at the Comedy Store in Manchester, and he's phenomenal.
Right. Brilliant. If you had a celebrity Siamese twin, who would you choose and why?
I believe the correct, politically correct phrase is conjoined, but carry on.
Conjoined twin. But bear in mind, they'd be stuck to you all the time like a limpet.
Right. Who would it be?
Yeah, who would it be? Sorry? Yeah, if you had a celebrity conjoined twin, who would you choose and why?
Ooh, that's good. That's really amazing. That's a really good question. Probably Vern Troyer, because he wouldn't be that heavy and sort of be able to go where you want to go.
Yeah, and what part of your body would you like him to be attached to?
On his back, like a baby.
Right, superb.
Like a baby in a carrier.
I've got a couple of peculiar questions, but just play along.
More peculiar than that?
Yeah. What's the most effective technique when playing in a Tiddlywinks competition?
Probably get up and walk away, because Tiddlywinks is shit.
Okay. What's your favourite activity that takes less than 1 minute to complete?
Having a piss.
What do you admire most about the career of television presenter Vernon Kay?
He's doing what he loves. I don't know.
When was the last time you used a fork in an unorthodox way?
I scratched my back with one yesterday.
Really?
Superb.
Superb. What should be the danger and setting in the next Snakes on a Plane film? For example, scorpions in a lighthouse or wasps in an inhaler?
Beavers on a pedalo. I'd watch that. And and it's going to be, what's his name?
Samuel L. Jackson?
Joe Pesci instead.
Right. How should we encourage the world's dwindling panda population to breed?
I just fucking give up. It's pointless. I'm sick of hearing it now. Just let them go. I've had enough of them.
Right.
Just paint them all black and call them bears.
which character in the Mr. Men series are you most similar to?
I don't know which one of them. I don't know who. I can't remember what they are. Is there one that's forgetful?
I think so, yeah.
Mr. Forgetful,
right, okay. If one synchronized swimmer drowns, do the others have to drown too?
If they're committed to their job, yeah. If they don't, they're just... It's lose-lose for them, because if they don't drown as well, they've failed. And if they do drown, then they die as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I mean, depends how committed they are, mate.
I think the judges would take it into account in the end. Yeah. Have you ever received an awful present, repackaged it, and then given it to someone else for Christmas?
Not an awful present, but when I went to the British Comedy Awards, I got a Frankie Boyle book for free, which I didn't really want, so I wrapped it up and gave it to my dad for Christmas.
Right.
It wasn't awful. It was pretty funny.
What would your specialist subject be on the quiz show Mastermind?
Probably this phone call.
Although considering you're Mr. Forgetful, it might not go terribly well. moving on.
Actually, on Mastermind, it depends what you call us, really. At the minute, it would probably be the TV series Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
But it depends. If it was in like a year, I might choose something else. Like a few weeks ago, it would have been The Wire. I just finished that, but now I've just finished Boardwalk Empire. So yeah, at the minute, if I had to go on like in 30 seconds, it would be the TV series Boardwalk Empire.
Okay. If you were the lead character in one of the Home Alone films, what household item would you exploit to stop the intruders?
I don't know. He does most of them. The brains don't look like woodwork. I mean, if it was now, I'd probably just a bat or a knife. I don't think it would be as much of a fun family film.
Yeah, no. Definitely 12A in that case.
Probably just a knife or like a boiling hot a pan full of boiling hot water or a kettle.
Or you could combine.
I phoned the fucking police. Why didn't you just phone the police?
I think the film would be a lot shorter. It was in the 90s, so maybe you couldn't make calls before 5 p.m.
What I was going to say was it would be the shortest film ever, because it would just be the burglars realizing that I live in a second floor apartment and that they can't get into the main door, let alone my door.
Yeah,
and then just walk off, and that'll be it.
If a corrupt tabloid journalist hacked into your voicemail account, what would they hear?
If they're hacking my voicemail account,
yeah.
That I've just been disconnected from my mum, and she's ringing me back at the same time I'm ringing her back.
Oh.
And she doesn't know what's happened, and she's annoyed. I don't know, probably that my accountant's trying to get us to ring him, and I avoid it like the plague, because he's the most boring man on earth.
Who is your favourite person with a lisp?
With a lisp?
Yeah.
Name some?
Chris Eubank, boxer. Trying to think. Let's pass on that one. What do you miss most about Woolworths?
About Woolworths?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the mix-ups. The mix-ups are like they were sort of like the cinema one, but much cheaper.
Yeah.
Weren't really cheap in my town, because everyone just used to steal them.
When did you last pretend to be sick to get out of doing something?
I can't remember, actually. I'm so busy at the minute, and everything I'm doing is what I want to do. so I'm tempting or pretending to be able to get out of it. This is really sad. It was probably more like, rather than something work-related, it was probably more like going out on a night out with my mates and pretending I was ill so I didn't have to go, so I could just stay.
What opportunity have you turned down recently that you shouldn't have done? The night out, would you say?
Actually, after I went to watch my mate supporting Stephen Merchant, I didn't lie about being ill here, like, but I went and watched my mate supporting Stephen Merchant in Bradford, and then they were like, "Oh, we're going to go out afterwards," and I said, "Oh, I'm all right, I'm a bit tired," so I just went back, and it was because it was Stephen Merchant's birthday, and they all went out, and I'd never met him, and I really wanted to meet him, and I missed that opportunity.
What a shame.
That was good. I was devastated.
When did you last meet someone whose name made you laugh?
Someone's name made me laugh. Any dead silence here, you're just going to cut out, yeah?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Good, that's good. I put it on Twitter recently as well, I can't remember what it was. I met someone with a stupid name, I can't remember what it was, I apologise, mate.
That's fine, don't worry. What do you think the future holds for John Anderson, the referee from Gladiators?
Are they not doing another series on Sky?
I think he ends up...
I reckon he could fucking brighten up Bargain Hunt, like.
Oh, definitely, yeah. But give it a more competitive edge. They've got 30 seconds to run around some car boot. Superb. Have you ever walked out of a film or a live performance out of boredom or disgust?
I've walked out of... What was the last film I walked out of? It was a film. It came out after Dodgeball. It was something to do with ping pong.
Okay.
Can you remember? I don't know what it was called.
No, don't remember that.
Balls of... I don't know, I'm Googling. It might have been Balls of Fury. Balls of Fury. What, a ping pong film.
What was
absolutely shit.
What was so bad about it, Chris?
It was boring. I remember this was years ago now. It was boring. It was stupid. It wasn't funny, and I walked out.
Have you ever been cheated out of a snack by a vending machine malfunctioning?
No, actually. And in my local leisure centre when I was younger. Me mate and me would cheat, and we used to get unlimited Twixes from it every Friday night. We used to clear it.
How did you manage that?
I don't know. I can't remember in full, but he had some kind of thing where you would put the money in, and then you would press. It had something to do with the hash or the star key, and then you would key the thing in and press star again, and key the thing in, and the Twixes just came out and out and out. And one night I went home with like 7 Twixes. It was brilliant.
Superb. Have you bounced on a trampoline as an adult?
I'm an adult. I don't think I have, you know. That's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like part of my childhood's dead.
Oh, what a shame.
I don't think I'm an adult. I may have done, maybe if I went out to someone's house who had a tiny little exercise one, but not a full-on proper trampoline.
On the subject...
I'm going to do that.
You should, really should.
I'm going to do this afternoon. I'm off out this afternoon to find a trampoline.
Because I just saw...
Oh, I have! Someone next to my man's house used to have a trampoline in their garden, in their front garden on the main road, and me and my mate were walking back on a night out, and we got up and down and jumped on it, and the bloke chased up the street.
See,
that was when I was 18.
I was looking at Twitter this morning, and saw you've just been to IKEA. You probably just I'm sure they would have sold trampolines. You could always go back. It'll close at 5.
Oh, they might. Do you think they sell trampolines?
Well, they sell everything else, don't they? There must be some sort of...
I don't know, like, their selection of blinds this morning was atrocious. Haggle B&Q?
Yeah, that's probably a better idea, yeah.
Yeah.
On the subject of exercise, what would your debut fitness DVD be called?
You're all right the way you are.
It probably wouldn't sell. It's commercially suicidal.
It's probably nice. It's just been me saying, it's all right, just sit down, have a cup of tea, take this DVD out, stick another film on, and look after yourself. Yeah, be the shortest one ever.
Brilliant. Lots of observant people have had laws named after them. For example, Newton or Hubble or Faraday. What would Ramsay's Law be?
Ramsay's Law. Probably that the tea bag has to go into the cup with the milk first, and then you put the hot water in afterwards, no matter what anyone says.
How nervous are you in the company of geese?
Geese?
Yeah.
Not that nervous, actually. Why? Well, I don't know, a swan is technically the same as geese. We're going to put them as the same as them in this kind of bracket, right? They're still,
yeah.
I reckon they've still got the same kind of aggression. My cousin's mate once swam in the middle of the pond at our in South Shields and just grabbed a swan by its neck, and it didn't do anything. It just looked at him, and then he left loose and it ran off. So I'm not scared of them at all. I think he just grabbed them by the neck. You've won.
Ooh, yeah. Have you made any new friends since yesterday morning? If so, who?
Yesterday morning. I don't think I have, you know.
Oh, what a shame.
No. I might have, actually, I talked when I was in B&Q this morning. I had a good chat with the woman who sold us some blinds. So, I mean, I think she'd get a bit freaked out if I went and, like, asked to borrow a DVD off her or
yeah.
something. But I think she was a casual morning acquaintance, I reckon.
That's nice. When did you last say the phrase, follow that car?
It's in my show. So
is it? Oh, right. Nice. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So... Every night
very
in August.
Nice.
Superb.
Very nice. Yeah, sure. Very nice.
What a coincidence. If money doesn't grow on trees, why do banks have branches?
Oh, that's very clever. That's very clever. It's not a question, though, is it?
Well, I was just want to hear your opinion.
I've got no opinion on
no
that.
No opinion, no. Okay.
You might as well have just banged a walk. Got no opinion on that.
Right, that's fine. That's fine. Did you ever try on your parents' clothes when you were little?
Yeah, I always wanted a boiler suit because my dad used to wear boiler suits and he could never get one in my size, so I just used to wear this massive one sometimes.
What's your drunken party trick?
You know what? I was saying this the other day. I don't have a party trick. I was saying this, like, I really envy, like, when I see something amazing on YouTube or I meet someone who can do something, like, brilliant, like, you beatboxing or something like that, and I can't, I've got no party tricks. I can just be vaguely amusing for a little while.
Hang on. How would you cope with being taken hostage?
By who and where?
It doesn't matter, just in general. Would you do you think you'd
depends, don't it? I mean, it depends. If I was in a hotel suite and someone went, right, you can't leave, I'd go, fair enough. But if I was in a phone box in the pissing down rain and they went, right, you can't leave, I'd be a bit annoyed.
Sorry, I'm shuffling pieces of paper at the moment.
Don't worry about it, man, it's fine.
How often do you say the word scrumptious?
Scrumptious. I don't think I've said that for a while. I might bring that back, actually.
It's one of my favourite words.
It's a lovely word.
I know, yeah. It harks back.
I don't know, because if I ever said to someone, I'm thinking about going to that new pizza place, what's it like? And if someone said scrumptious, I think we'll wind us up and I probably wouldn't go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a pube margarita here.
It's the sort of word that harks back to a more innocent age, certainly.
Yeah, we should make new friends and bounce on trampolines while shouting scrunchies.
Ideal. What's next for Chris Ramsay in the immediate short term, as in the next hour or so?
The next hour or so,
yeah.
I'm going to go back into the sitting room and watch the rest of Kiss of the Dragon, the Jet Li film that was on Sky. And I started watching it last night just for something to fall asleep to, and I want to see what happens.
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
No. It's just that this is possibly the weirdest interview I've ever had, but it's refreshing and I've enjoyed it. And if I had to review it, I would say it was scrumptious.
Oh, thanks very much. Are you just saying that to make me feel better?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you on the 23rd.
All right, mate. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've never been up a fight St Andrews before, so it should be nice.
Yeah, it's lovely town. All the best, mate.
Awesome.
Thanks for talking.
I'm at the golf clubs. Cheers.
Superb. Bye.